Welcome back, my friends, to The Morning Mindset. Thank you for taking the time to get your mind aligned with the truth of God. That is our task this morning. May I remind you that we are also doing episodes that are called Pray Together. It's where listeners of The Morning Mindset like you have shared their prayer requests honestly with us via an online form. And we are then taking those requests into episodes just like this, where I actually pray for the concerns that have been shared so that those listening can pray with me while I'm praying. It's kind of an odd sort of way where I pray and then a little bit later as you listen, you pray, quote unquote, with me. But man, God doesn't care about the time. He cares about the prayer. He wants us joining together to show concern and love for each other's needs. If you would like to join me in those Pray Together episodes, they're published right here in this same podcast feed. So subscribe to The Morning Mindset in whatever app you're listening right now, and you can receive those when they come out. If you have a request you would like to share to be prayed for, you can go to carriegreen.com/prayer. That's C-A-R-E-Y, greenlikethecolor.com/prayer. There's a short form there that you fill out and give us your prayer request. We would love to include it in one of our upcoming Pray Together episodes. We publish those as we have enough requests, so please go and submit your request now. My friends, we have been looking at what I think is one of the richest and most important passages in the New Testament. It's one of those places where Jesus himself pulls back the curtain to show us the reality of what spiritual connection with him looks like. Now, just think about those words I just used. Spiritual connection with Jesus. What does that look like? Jesus himself is teaching us in this passage. This is John 15. We're down at verses 5 and 6. And he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. So think grapevine here. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So when Jesus says abide, he means a branch remaining connected to the vine is the picture. He's the vine. We're the branch. We remain connected. He says that's vital because apart from him, you can do nothing. Now that should make total sense to us, because imagine if the vine were removed from the branch, or it's the other way around, actually. If the branch were removed from the vine and tossed on the ground by itself, what's going to happen to that branch? It's going to dry up because it's not receiving the moisture from the soil that comes through the vine. It's going to wither in the sun. All of its leaves are going to crinkle up. Any fruit that's already on that vine, that branch, is going to rot and decay. You see, connection with Jesus, remaining connected to the vine, is vital. And how do we do that? How do we remain connected? Well, part of it you're doing right now. You're immersing yourself in his truth, the way that he teaches it. And you're taking it in. You're digesting it. You're letting it nourish your soul. Because Jesus himself said, I am the word. You see, Jesus speaks to us, grows us, gives us his life through our time in the Word of God. So it's not just black words on white pages. It is the very words of Jesus coming to us to nourish us. But we also stay connected to Jesus as a branch to the vine. When we pray, when we listen to the lead of the Holy Spirit and we notice the fruit he's producing from Galatians chapter 5, and we cooperate with that. We obey where he's directing us. We go where he says to go. We say what he says to say. And I realize all of this is very subjective and it can be hard to know at times. But as we grow, we begin to bear more fruit. We begin to receive from the vine in ways we understand and comprehend better. And we are able to then implement it in our lives more. And the wonderful part is that he is cooperating with us in that, and that his Father, as he mentions at the beginning of the chapter, the vine dresser is helping us in that process as well to produce more and more fruit. Jesus says in verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he's thrown away like a branch that withers. And those branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. The point he's making is not anything about hell. It's just that those branches are worthless. In his day, the branches that were pruned were thrown into a fire and burned. He's just saying they're not branches that produce much. They're gone from the vine. They don't do anything. Oh, Jesus, keep us from being those vines that don't produce anything. Keep us from being the ones that get pruned because we have no fruit. Lord, show us how to be productive, Jesus-connected branches that we can produce much fruit.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.